Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're learning parak Vav Mishnah Ches and parak Vav Mishnah Tes as we continue to discuss various items that a person can and not go out with on Shabbos for the purposes of Hotzah, for the purposes of carrying on Shabbos. And parak Vav Mishnah Ches is going to be specifically discussing the accessories of an amputee, of someone who doesn't have a leg for whatever reason, for the purposes of Shabbos and other areas of halacha as well. Says the Mishnah, Hakiteya Yotze Bekav Shalov, that someone whose foot was amputated, doesn't have a leg, doesn't have a foot, he may go outside on Shabbos in a Rishos Harabim with his false foot, because it is considered to be like a shoe, and certainly a person can go out with his shoe on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. For Rabbi Yossi, Oseh, but according to Rabbi Yossi, this is prohibited. This is not allowed for an amputee to go outside on Shabbos with his false foot. According to Rabbi Yossi, a false foot is not considered to be a shoe, because the person with without the leg does not use it for walking, but he simply uses it to disguise his defect, to make it seem like he's really not injured, to make himself look normal, and therefore that's not considered to be an appropriate reason for you to wear it outside on Shabbos. Another halacha when it comes to this amputated leg, v'im yesh lo beis kibul kisusim tummy. If the hole of the false foot where he puts the stump of his leg into, if there's a beis kibul, if there's like this, if there's an area for something to be put, a padding, some sort of an area that goes beyond the actual stump itself for something else to be placed, then it does have the potential to become tamei. The halacha is that if the opening is large enough to hold not only the amputee's stump, but also any sort of padding to cushion the stump, the false foot can become tamei. And the halacha is that a wooden object can receive tuma only if it has an area in which something can be stored and carried, and therefore, as the Bartanura explains, a wooden foot cannot become tamei unless it has room to store and carry such padding. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we discuss the halachas of knee pads that are worn by a person who cannot use his feet and must therefore crawl on his knees. Says the Mishnah, Samuchos Shelo Timayin Medrash, the supports of a person who has to literally crawl, he doesn't have his legs, he has to crawl on his knees. So these knee pads can become Tamei under the halacha of Tumas Medrash. The concept of Tumas Medrash teaches us that when a zava, or a nida, anyone who's tummy for whatever reason, puts his or her weight on an item whose primary purpose is to support the weight of a human being, whether it be a chair, whether it be a bed, whether it be something like that, then it becomes tummy with the same level of tumma as the person himself, meaning an avatumma. Normally there are levels of tumma, as we've learned previously. There's an avatumma, after that's the main source of tumma, then you have the rishon l'tumma, the sheni l'tumma, the shlishi l'tumma, and so on. So normally if an avatumma makes something tummy, then that next thing that became tummy, it becomes a rishon l'tumma, and so on and so forth. But the halach of tumas medrash is that if it's something that that someone typically puts his or her weight on, then that item doesn't become a rishon l'tumma, but it stays the status of an av hatumma as well. So the halacha of the knee pads, because it's there to support the person, the halacha of tumas medrash applies to him as well. So if he is a zav or if a woman is a zava or a nida, she becomes a tummy for those reasons. She has various emissions of blood and so on. Then she would or he would make those knee pads tamei as the as having the status of an afa tuma like tumas medrash. Continuing in the Mishnah, v'yotzin bahen b'shabbos, and he may certainly wear them outside on Shabbos because they are like his clothing, right? Certainly these knee pads are protecting his legs as he's walking, and they are like his other garments he wears to protect his body, which certainly may be worn on Shabbos. And the Mishnah continues, v'nichnasin bahen ba'azar, he may wear them into the Beis HaMikdash, into the temple courtyard as well, because they are not considered to be shoes. Normally you can't wear shoes into the Beis HaMikdash, as the Mishnah tells us in the 9th parak of Maseches Brachos. However, only something that is worn at the end of one's leg is considered a shoe, and knee pads are not considered a shoe because they're not worn at the end of a person's leg. Continuing now, as we discuss the type of a chair and leg supports that are worn by someone who cannot use his legs, who's sort of sitting on a chair, similar, I guess, to how we would at least think of a wheelchair in the time of the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Kisei v'samuchos, v'samochos, shelo, temehin medris. So the either a mobile chair and his leg supports can certainly become tummy under the halacha of measures, that they're supporting his weight, and therefore if he becomes a zav, or she's a zava or a nida, then it would become an afatoma if he or she sits on it. Ve'nyotze behen b'Shabbos, he may not wear these leg supports outside on Shabbos because they might fall off and be carried. At the end of the day, as the Bartanura points out, since this person's legs don't rest firmly on the ground itself, we're concerned that his leg supports can easily fall off, and he might then they might be carried in the Rishus HaRabim, in the public domain. Therefore, on the Midrash Rabbanan level, we said that you can't wear them outside. And he can't wear them into the Azara, into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash as well, because they are considered to be shoes in this situation. Unlike the knee pads that we learned about earlier in the Mishnah, these leg supports are worn at the end of his legs, and therefore they are considered to be shoes and cannot be worn in the Azar, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. One more item that we're going to discuss with regards to Tumah and Halachos of Shabbos, and Katmin Tahorin, masks are always Tahor, they can never become Tameh because they're not really considered to be Kalim. Kalim can become Tameh, utensils can become Tameh, and masks don't have the status of utensils. And you can't wear them outside on Shabbos as well because they're not considered to be clothing, and you can only wear clothing on Shabbos. Now, presumably during the time of COVID, we would say they were considered to be clothing because everyone had to wear them, and that was certainly different. Presumably that would have been different, but on a random day to just wear a mask, that's not considered clothes, unless that's something that's typically worn by people for the purposes of clothing. Continuing now with Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes. Says the Mishnah, Habanim, Yotzin, Biksharim, young boys can go outside on Shabbos with the laces that were to be tied to their arms. That is, the Bartanura points out that what used to do, that there was a minhag, that if a father would leave his young child and he knew that the boy would not be able to bear his departure, he would be so sad that his father left him, so he would take his right shoelace and tie it to his son's left arm to make him feel better. This is similar to the case that we learned about earlier in the Perek, where you had this the sick people with these amulets that would be worn around their neck. We said that is allowed because it's there to help the person function and live. And here too, that's, it's here to help the boy have a menuchas nefesh, to have contentment and happiness in his heart, then certainly we're allowing him to have that around his neck. Ubnei Melach and Bazugin and princes, says the Mishnah, can go outside on Shabbos with like these decorative fancy bells that would be sewn onto their clothing. However, as the Pharisee Yisrael points out, these bells can't actually make noise. They can't have clappers. They have to be plugged in to make sure that they cannot ring. If a bell can ring, then that would be an issue of Hashmas Kol, of making a sound on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do. But we're assuming that they're just there to be for fanciness and not to actually make sound, and therefore they're perfectly permitted. And finishes off the Mishnah, V'chaladam, and in fact any person can wear these bells, not only a prince, Ela Shedibru Chachamim Behova, but the Chachamim are simply discussing princes, because they're discussing the usual situation where a person wears bells, and in those days, the princes wore bells and other people didn't. But really, in any situation, if it's something that's typically worn as decoration, as jewelry, as clothing, then you may wear them on Shabbos. We're not concerned that it's a masa, we're not concerned that it is a burden, and you may certainly wear it on Shabbos. Quick review, Perek Vav, Mishnah Chetz primarily discussed the halacha of various of an amputee in various situations. We said that someone who's an amputee can go outside wearing his false foot. According to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and as the Bartanura points out, we actually paskin like Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yossi, the false foot is not considered to be a shoe, because he doesn't really use it for walking, just to mask his illness, and that you can't wear on Shabbos. And then the Mishnah said that if there's a base kibble, if there's like this receptacle in the false foot, then it has the potential to become tameh as well. Then the Mishnah discussed the knee pad supports for someone who cannot use his feet, and he has to therefore crawl on his knees. So we said that his knee pad support are included in the halachos of Tumas Medris, that if a zav or a zava or a nida put support on them, like a chair or a table and so on, or a couch, then they would maintain their status of an ava toma, not go down to a rishon toma. Tumas medrash would apply to these knee supports, and we said that you can certainly wear them outside on Shabbos as well, because they are just like clothing, just like his shoes that he has to wear. But he may wear them also in the Beis HaMikdash, because they're not really shoes, and they're not worn at the bottom of his foot, they're but worn on his knees and his legs, and therefore they're allowed to be worn in the Beis HaMikdash as well. And then we should discuss someone who has like this mobile chair, leg support, who also can't walk, he's paralyzed, and the halacha is that there's also this chair, this wheelchair kind of thing, would also fall into the category of Tumas Medrash, if he's a Zav or a Zav or a Nida, then they would make it into an Avah Tumah as well. You cannot wear these or use these leg supports outside on Shabbos because they might fall off and then be carried, and they cannot be brought into the Beis HaMikdash because they are considered to be shoes, and shoes may not be brought into the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Mishnah concluded discussing masks, and said that masks are not considered to be kalim, and therefore they could always be, they're considered to be tahor always, and you cannot wear them outside on Shabbos because they're not considered to be clothing. And then Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes, concluded by teaching us, that young boys may go outside on Shabbos with these little laces tied around their arms to make them feel better when they miss their father and so on. Makes them feel good so they can wear it. And princes, or really anyone, as the Mishnah points out, can wear bells. Again, bells that don't make any sound, bells nonetheless, that are there for decoration. Because again, you can wear any sort of decoration, anything to make you look nice. Any sort of jewelry or decorations are allowed to be worn on Shabbos. Have a great day.